It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah azza wa jal, in this silsila we will discuss the ayat number 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah azza wa jal says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا ايها الذين امنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاه ان الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الامين O those who believe, seek help through patience and salat or namaz. Surely Allah is with the patient ones. This was the literal translation of the verse number 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make dhikr of Allah azza wa jal and make shukr, be thankful. And also we were ordered not to be ungrateful, unthankful. So in this ayah karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O believers, if you have difficulty in order to become dhakir or shakir, then there's a recipe for you. And we tell you two things. If you practice those two things, you would be able to practice upon the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and you would learn how to make shukr and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is sabr, which is patience, and the other one is salat, which we know as namaz. Your nafs is like a wild horse. You need to put the reins of patience in the mouth of that horse and then hand over that reins to Sharia. So Sharia would not let this wild horse, which is your nafs, to run this way and to run that way. Rather, Sharia will keep your nafs on the right path. So if you hold these two things firmly, you will be successful. And you must keep in mind that on every neki, good deed, you get Jannat, you get maidens of Jannat, you get palaces in Jannat. And if you practice sabr, you will attain Allah Azza wa Jal, the Malik, the owner of Jannat. And keep in mind that a slave of a king is a king of all the slaves. So you become a slave of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So you will be a king of pious people, of Salihin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this ayah kareema the benefit of namaz. That namaz will solve your problems. And at another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that namaz will help you to do nahi anil munkarat, mean it will stop you from evil deeds and from act of shamelessness. These benefits are for those people who perform their salat correctly, mean bodily, they fulfill all the conditions, all the sharait, and they have khushu and khuzu, and they are sincere, and they perform their salat with full concentration. They fulfill external and internal requirements and conditions of salat. Indeed, namaz helps them. Namaz removes their hardships and difficulties, and namaz stops them from evils and from acts of shamelessness. If any namazi you see who does not stop from evil deeds, and many a times we see that some people are punctual with namaz, but they still taking bribery. They are punctual with salat, they still speak lies. They are punctual with salat, they still take riba, interest. They are punctual with salat, but they commit in acts of shamelessness. So actual reason is that they do not perform their salat correctly. They do not fulfill external and internal conditions of salat. The promise of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is true. The promise of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is fact. But due to our own weakness and due to our own ignorance and due to our own laziness and carelessness, we do not take full advantage of namaz. Sabr and salat. What is sabr? The reality of sabr is that person, when he does something difficult or he faces some difficulty, he must not feel bad at all in his heart. And if any hardship wants to enter into the heart because of that difficulty or because of that hardship, he must be able to remove that away and stand firm. Sabr has two kinds. Sabr of badan, which is the sabr of body, and the sabr of nafs. The sabr of badan is that person faces difficulty and he does hard work for the raza, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, he performs salat with punctuality. He fasts in the month of Ramadan. He goes for Hajj. In winter, he is not scared of cold water. He will still go out, go to the masjid, make wudu, and perform salat. And if he is struck with calamities or with physical problems or diseases, he does not complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stays patient, and that is the badani sabr. Then we have second type of sabr, and that is the sabr of the nafs. That person must stop his nafs, his desires, from evil things. And it has many types. And there is different name for every sabr. When you stop your stomach and your private part from evil desires, that sabr is called iffat, which means chastity. And when you stop your nafs from wealth, from maal, and from greed. That sabr is called qana'at. And at the time of difficulty, when you make sabr, that is called tahammul. And when you are rich and you have a lot of money, a lot of resources, then at that time to refrain from pride and takabbur, that is called hausala. And when you are fighting in the battlefield with the kuffar, who are the enemies of Islam, and you stand firm, that sabr is called shuja'at. And at the time of anger, you keep yourself in control. That is called hilm. And when you do not open the secrets of other people with your tongue, mean you cover them, that is called razdari. So these are few different names for different type of sabrs. Also keep in mind that at the time of death, if tears come in the eyes, that is not against sabr. And it happens when your loved one dies, then you feel sad, and sometimes tears also come in the eyes. But person must make sure that he or she must not use the word of impatience at that time when you face a calamity or you face a loss. Hazrat Khatun Jannat, Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she cried a lot at the time when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated apparently from this world to the other world. And she shed a lot of tears. And she said certain words, for example, that, "Oh my father, you have gone to Jannat. Oh my father, now the wahi will not come anymore." And she said to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Anas, how did you manage to lower down the blessed body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the grave?" Now she is indeed sabira. She is actually leader of patient believers. But at that time she shed tears and she said certain words which were not against sabr, where there was no complaint. Impatient words are those which people normally use at the time of death of their loved ones. For example, they tear their clothes, they pull their hair, and they smack on their faces, and they complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has taken our loved one, etc., etc. This is sign of besabri, and this is sign of impatience. So keep in mind that when at the time of difficulty, you bear that difficulty, that's called sabr. And when your difficulty is not gone and your sickness is not gone and your problem is not removed, and you tried everything and you got tired and then you kept quiet, that is not sabr and there is no sawab on that. Sabr is that one should believe that whatever difficulty is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm ordered to be patient. So for His raza, for His pleasure, I will remain patient and then this person will get the sawab. Keep in mind that sabr has three stages. Number one, sabr in the time of musibat and difficulty, sabr on the itaat, or following the orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and sabr from ma'asiyat, means sabr from committing sins. Sabr in that time when you are in difficulty, is very clear and is understandable. That when you are sick, when you lose money, when someone dies, you get hurt in any way, you be patient. That is sabr in musibat. And sabr on the ita'at of Allah Azza wa Jal is, for example, you keep your nafs punctual on namaz, on obedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep your nafs on ibadat always. Whether you are at ease or at difficulty, whatever your condition or your state might be, keep yourself at the door of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and stay on the ita'at. That is actually the sabr on the ita'at of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the third degree is that sabr from ma'asiyat, mean from sins. When you are wealthy, when you are prospering, when you have a lot of wealth, you have all the opportunities to commit sins. At that time, you stay firm on Sharia. You stay firm on the ita'at of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and follow the sunnah and the ahkam of His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is also sabr. And sabr has many benefits. Sabr is one of the best ibadats. And there are many fadail and virtues of sabr. Some would be mentioned, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. In Quran Kareem, sabr is mentioned 70 or 75 times. On every ibadat, thawab is fixed. But on the sabr, the thawab is not fixed. In other words, that the person who displays sabr, his thawab is countless. Roza, fasting, is also part of sabr. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who fasts, I myself will give the reward of that person. For every ibadat, the jaza or the reward of jannat. And the thawab and the reward of sabr is Allah Azza wa Jal Himself, as it is mentioned in this ayah kareema, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. It is the promise of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If you be patient, we will send 5,000 angels to help you. The special mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal on those who make sabr. Sabr is half of the iman. Because to refrain from evil deeds, that is sabr. And to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is shukr. Rather, Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhumah say that sabr is iman. Subhanallah. When you do sabr, when you practice sabr, you get istiqlal, you get firmness on the deen. And by doing so, you would be successful because you are firm. And when you are impatient, you will be restless. And your pain would keep on increasing, your restlessness will keep on increasing. And there is no success at the end. You might leave that struggle in between. You will become coward and you will run away because you're not consistent. And there's no result. But if you have patience, you will be firm and you will be consistent and you will get the result. Ne'mat and musibat, bounty or calamity, is our test. The one who would stay pleased with the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in both the situations, he is really a brave person. And the one who would stay pleased at the time of ease, or when he is enjoying bounties, and he is unhappy and is angry at the time of difficulties. He is not a slave of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He is indeed a slave of his own stomach. Sabr is sunnat of Anbiya alayhimus salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificed his complete wealth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. He even slaughtered his son, which of course was replaced with a ram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not desire that his son should have been slaughtered. But as far as Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is concerned, he did it. And he got ready to go into the fire of Namrud. This is the beautiful example of sabr. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, in the most difficult disease, he was firm and he was patient. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he faced so many difficulties. Kuffar, they made zulm, they oppressed our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the Maidan of Taif, they threw stone upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not get angry on them, rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them du'as and supplicated for them. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. These are the beautiful examples of patience and sabr. Then the grandson of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his children were slaughtered in front of his eyes, fasting for 3 days, no food, no water. And then he gave his own life in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we are in difficulty, we must keep the examples of these great people and try to be patient. There's a beautiful story to explain this topic, that once Hazrat Ayaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayh was riding on an elephant, and he was going with pomp and glory, and everybody was appreciating his arrival or his move. After a few days, people saw that Hazrat Ayaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayh was arrested by police, and a garland of shoes was put around his neck, and there were people around him seeing that what was happening. And somebody asked, "Oh Ayaz, what was that and what was this?" Means, we saw you a few days back that you came with pomp and glory riding on an elephant, and today we see you riding on a donkey, and a garland of shoes is put around your neck. He replied while smiling. He said, "The first was the manifestation of وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, and this is the manifestation of وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, means to whomsoever Allah desires to give honor, he would give honor. From whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take the honor back and humiliates them, then he would do that. So this is actually the manifestation of the qudra and the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But he was patient on that. And there's another story, beautiful story, which teaches us a lot of lessons. And that is, the same person, Hazrat Ayaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who was the minister of Hazrat Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, and he was his murid. And Hazrat Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, while being a king, he was a great Waliullah as well. One day, Hazrat Mahmud gave him a piece of fruit which was bitter. And he started eating. Did not show any effect on his face that he's eating something which his nafs doesn't like, or it doesn't have a good taste, or it's a bitter. People said, "Oh, Ayaz, you are a madman. You don't make a difference between sweet and bitter." He said, "I knew the fruit was bitter. But this fruit came from that hand from which the sweet things come. So if I'm eating sweet things all the time from that hand, if once in a while bitter thing comes, then I should eat that too." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ni'mats after ni'mats. So many beautiful things, sweet things in other words. And if one calamity comes in between, we must also take it with both hands and embrace it with the both hands, because that calamity is also coming from that being, from that Zaat, from whom we are getting the ni'mats and the good things and the bounties all the time, which have no number, which are countless. And then we have mentioning of namaz in this ayah kareema. Namaz is a beautiful treatment of musibats, of sorrows and calamities. And it is a beautiful tool to attain the rahmah and the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. With namaz, you clean your body, so your body becomes clean. Your clothes become clean. Your character becomes pure and clean. And you would have love for the hereafter. And your heart's attachment from dunya would be pulled out and separated. You will attain the love of your Lord, love of your Rabb, providing that you perform your salat with huzur-e qalb, which means with the presence of your heart. You know, like, there is effect in different medicines. You eat this medicine, you'll have this effect. You eat that medicine, you'll have this effect. Similarly, there is ta'thir and there's effect in the namaz as well. And namaz will protect you and safeguard you from evils and from acts of shamelessness. As fresh air which comes from mountains is good for health, similarly, the air of masjid is good for your iman. So therefore, namazi gets that air. He tries to be in the masjid, in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his iman stays healthy. And there is special thing in namaz, that namaz will change your concentration. That means namaz will make you careless about the dunya and will change the direction of your concentration towards your Rabb, towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And when this happens, you will forget the gham, the sorrows, the difficulties and the calamities of this dunya. And you will feel happy. And you would not feel hardness or hardship of the matters of dunya in your heart. There's a beautiful example that when the ladies from Egypt saw the beauty of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, they cut their fingers. And they did not feel the pain at all. Instead of feeling the pain, or instead of screaming or crying, they were saying, "Ma hadha bashara, in hadha illa malakun kareem." He is not a human being. In fact, he is a respectful angel. Now, actually, their fingers were cut and the pain was there, but their concentration was not towards that. Their concentration was towards something else. So similarly, when person is in the state of nazar, when he is about to die, and when at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the didar and the vision of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we would not feel any pain at all, because then the concentration of Ashiqe Rasool would be on the jamal and the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though the pain would be there, but person would not feel the pain. The eyes would be at the beautiful face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be looking at his beautiful hair mubarak, would be looking at beautiful lips, at beautiful eyes, beautiful beard, and he will be reciting durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we heard Madani Pulse from this ayah kareema, and there is much emphasis on sabr and on salat in this ayah kareema. And from this ayah we learn that to seek help from other than Allah is jaiz. Look at this ayah kareema. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take help from sabr and from namaz. Sabr and namaz is not Allah. Sabr and namaz are our deeds. Sabr and namaz are our actions. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that when you are allowed to take barakat from sabr and sabr and namaz will bring ease at the time of difficulty, then indeed when you make dua with the tawassul, with the wasila, with the medium of pious people, friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Anbiya and Rasul alayhim as-salam, your difficulty would be removed. Because our namaz, our sabr, our deeds, and the du'as of awliya Allah and the du'as of Prophets alayhim as-salam are their deeds. And their deeds are indeed much greater than our deeds. So if our deeds can be wasila, tawassul, a medium for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then indeed the actions, the dua, the intercession of Prophets alayhim as-salam and Rasul and awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, would definitely be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we make dua with the wasila and the tawassul of anbiya, awliya, shuhada, salihin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and give us death on iman. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam be